The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD, is patient Joy Billis, B-I-L-I-S, first name Joy, J-O-Y. This is a triple stress echocardiogram. File, Cardiac Care Associates letterhead file, Streco space Billis space J. Tremble stress echocardiogram, date of examination 7/25/22. Referring physician Gerard, G-E-R-A-R-D, Fagno, F-H-U-G-N-O, M-D. Performing physician Sharon Hermes, M-D, new paragraph, clinical indication, 69-year-old female with history of abnormal echocardiographic portion of her last tremble stress echocardiogram occurring at greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate. Stress test to exclude findings due to stunned myocardium. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, RSR prime V1, nonspecific ST, T wave changes. Baseline blood pressure, 120 over 75. Baseline heart rate, 89 beats per minute. New paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 7 minutes and 30 seconds, semicolon, correction, yeah, 7 minutes and 30 seconds, semicolon, 1 minute and 30 seconds into stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to a peak heart rate of 144, parentheses, 95% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 134 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 19296, period, new paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort or palpitations during stress or the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to attaining 95% maximum predicted heart rate with mild fatigue in order not to have the patient exceed her functional capacity. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity of at least 8.5 mets. The patient had an attenuated blood pressure response to stress and a normal heart rate response to exercise on her beta blocker. Please add to clinical history that the patient has a history of inappropriate tachycardia, and then continue with history of inappropriate tachycardia and history of abnormal echocardiographic portion, so on and so forth. To continue, the patient had a final blood pressure of 110 over 75 and a heart rate of 94 at the end of the recovery period. There was a asymptomatic VPC during stress. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph, impression. Normal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 95% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. The patient was imaged at baseline immediately post-peak stress exercise in left lateral decubitus position, parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, apical four-chamber views, and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline and post-peak stress studies were technically adequate and of good quality. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities with normal augmentation wall motion with exercise without systolic cavitary obliteration and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression normal echocardiographic portion, tremble stress echocardiogram to 95% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, conclusions. 1, normal ECG portion, tremble stress echocardiogram to 95% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort or palpitations during stress of the recovery period. 3, the patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of at least 8.5 mets. For the patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress. Correction, the patient had an attenuated blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of her blood pressure response to stress on her current medication, period. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise on her beta blocker, still with improvement of her inappropriate tachycardia on but still with improvement in her inappropriate tachycardia on her current medication. Five, there was a VPC during stress. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress for the recovery period. Six, normal echocardiographic portion of treble stress echocardiogram to 95% maximum predicted heart rate with normal baseline and post-peak stress wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities, comma, normal augmentation wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular correction. Normal augmentation wall motion with exercise without systolic cavitary obliteration and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Finding suggests that echocardiographic findings on prior stress echocardiogram may have been related to the patient exceeding her functional capacity. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armeza, MD.